This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Guardians 10 and a half games back in the Central Division. That ship has sailed, right?
They were five, a week and a half ago.
And they have to jump the Kansas City Royals, who are 10 games back. The divisional ship has sailed, has it not?
Unofficially. Yes. Yeah.
Wild card. It's still right there, Andy. You're only three games back. That's nothing. Seriously, that's nothing. I mean, that's a weekend.
That's a week, really. You got to expect that's a sweep. You got to sweep. They got to sweep.
Mariners get swept this weekend. Guardians sweep this weekend. Boom. Right there, Guardians are in the wild card.
I just don't think that happens as much as we want.
As long as Kansas City loses one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it could happen. That's what I'm saying.
It could happen in a weekend. It's more like a week. If you get lucky, you can pick up three games in a week.
I think this team still has every chance to win a wild card spot. Do I think they're the best team out of the wild card group? No, I don't. I don't. However, all it's going to take is a good run, Andy.
Well, they got to get on a streak.
As Levi Weaver just pointed out and said, one more good hot streak. I think that would do it. I mean, they've had some really good hot streaks this year. And right now they've lost five out of six.
Well, what's telling is they can, if they really want to make this happen, they can distance themselves from Texas right now with them, with three games against Texas. Although it always seems to be difficult when you're down there in Arlington. So you've got three there, and you're two up on Texas, is that right, in the wild card race? So here you go. You've got a shot to elevate yourself there. Seattle will be a big series because you've got back-to-back wild card. You want to get hot, man. Get hot now, especially with Seattle for three and then Boston for three. So it seems like kind of a daunting task, but they got to get hot.
I think their starting pitching is good enough to give them a chance to win most every game. And I think their bullpen is good enough to close out most every game. It's just getting that lead. Can they get that lead? And it's not like it was in the past. I don't think the bullpen is nearly the lockdown bullpen that it was. And how could it be when you don't have, the best closer in the game? That's just as good as Cade Smith is and as good as I think he's going to be. I'd rather have Cade Smith and Emmanuel Clase, of course. Mm-hmm. So you're obviously depleted there. And the starting rotation doesn't have that ace, but it does have guys who are pretty good.
Guys that can give you a win any day.
Yeah.
Isn't that what a rotation should be?
Well, yeah.
We sit here and we talk about having a number one starter over and over and over again. And really, what does that mean? Your number one starter in game one of a playoff series. And that's not where they are. They're in the regular season.
You don't want a stinker in your rotation.
No.
And I don't think they have one. Mr. Lamb is in Cleveland. Hello, Mr. Lamb.
Mr. Lamb.
Hey, yeah, Mr. Lamb. That's me.
Yes.
That's what I hear.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they call me. Why you, Lamb?
Go for it. What do you got, Mr. Lamb?
I hope the Guardians make the playoffs.
Okay.
That's going out on a limb, Mr. Lamb.
On a limb.
Mr. Lamb?
Mr. Lamb on a limb.
That's good stuff, man.
You have anything to say, Mr. Lamb?
Pitching? Yes, on a limb. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Lamb, thanks.
We've had some great phone calls.
I have a friend named Mr. Lamb. He's a fine guy.
Okay. I got nothing on that.
Menigan just turned around and looked at me like, what the hell are you talking about?
I have
about?
Nothing on that. Yeah, that's...
I do have a friend named Lamb. He's a good guy.
I had a good friend of mine, Mark Lamb, was a long snapper for Washington at the time.
There you go.
Yeah. That's why I'm so fond of long snappers.
Because I don't want to sit here and continue to bash the offense. What I can't wait for, this is bad, I can't wait for next year or the year after. I know. I hate it. To see if some of these guys can actually develop offensively. They drafted a boatload of guys this year. You had Travis Bazana last year. You had Chase DeLauder, I believe it was the year before. I mean, you have guys who are supposedly knocking on the door. But the problem is, I think you have a pitching staff now that could actually get you to the playoffs as a wild card. I don't think you have an offense that can get you past the first round of the playoffs.
I don't disagree. I don't think they're better than the three teams that are currently in the playoff position right now. They're not better than Seattle. They're not better than Boston. They're not better than the Yankees.
Even I agree
the Yankees
with you.
Keep going up and down.
I agree
but now
with
the
you.
Yankees, Yankees have a 2-game lead on the top spot. Remember, they were. I don't. The Yankees ever fall out? We were knocking on the Yankees' door. No, they never fell out. I think the Guardians got to within a half game of the Yankees and just couldn't push their way into the top three. And now you're three back on that. The good thing for the Guardians, though, if you want to be an optimist, the teams that are ahead of them, they play most of them? Yeah. The Royals, Mariners, Red Sox. And so you only need to play two of those three to kind of make a jump, especially when you're three games back. But the Rangers are right behind it. You know the Rangers are salivating over this series because they're like, okay, if we're going to get back in this, this is where it starts.
Our chance, yeah.
This is right. We have a chance to knock the Guardians down over this next 3-game series.
Can they do it? You know, that's the question here. I thought Parker Messick was really fun to watch yesterday.
That was a
yesterday.
Great game yesterday. That was fun to watch.
And see, that's where this organization, anytime you think, well, you know, my faith dwindles a little bit, they roll out a guy who they drafted in the second round, who they obviously earmarked to be a part of this thing moving forward. He comes up and he does a great job. And I just think, this team can develop pitching. That's great because that's the lifeblood of this game. And they keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And that will always give you a chance. And I keep hoping that this year, with a little change in draft philosophy, and it was a little organizational shift from folks I've talked with, just a little bit more of like, all right, we're going for power hitters.
Right.
We're going for college hitters, and we're going to get them in here. Hopefully, sooner rather than later, you have a very different looking lineup with some guys who can actually swing the bat on a regular basis.
Right.
You know, our guys have done okay from time to time, but it's so sporadic, Andy, that it's silly.
You're back to two guys in the lineup hitting under 200. It's frustrating. It's hard to watch. And you watch games like yesterday, when you start losing in extra innings or you're losing these one-run games, it takes the life out of a franchise.
It does. There's no question about that. We've heard here the new agreement with Major League Baseball, and ESPN for the network to sell all out-of-market and some in-market games. So apparently here, ESPN and Major League Baseball have a deal ready to go, and it'll give the network, ESPN, exclusive rights to sell all out-of-market regular season games digitally and in-market games for five clubs over the next 3 years. One of those clubs
are
Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah,
there are several teams that their TV deals are being done by Major League Baseball right now.
Right, because of the whole...
Right, the regional sports network thing.
Yeah.
Guardians, Padres, Twins, Diamondbacks, Rockies. And according to Andrew Marchand, who has written this story, if the deal is signed officially, ESPN will have the full rights to games for those five teams. And what does that mean for
in and out of market for the five teams?
Right. Yeah. What does that mean for all of us?
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means that viewers would likely need to subscribe to ESPN, either directly or through an operator. And then I would assume that's, for your cable system, correct? If you have cable or whatever your package might be there.
Yeah. Has that become a la carte for your cable?
I don't know. And then for an added price... Mm-hmm. They would be able to receive their local team's games. Added price.
According to Marchand, that story is, so for digital consumers, fans are likely to need an ESPN direct-to-consumer subscription to go along with MLB TV. The overall new pricing for MLB TV is not decided yet, but it's expected to be similar or cheaper than the current $29.99 per month.
Andrew writes for The Athletic. He has the piece out right now.
Yeah.
Do you think we ever get to the point where almost everything for your local team is behind a paywall in some way, shape, or form?
Jeff, it's been that way since, let's be honest, it's been that way since they've been 150 games when, we both started working at Fox. That's a paywall.
I'm thinking even more individually. You can get games on your, in your cable package. I wonder if you have to just flat out go a la carte, I would like to buy Cleveland Cavalier basketball. I would like to buy Cleveland Guardians baseball.
Yes.
You think that happens?
Yeah, I think we're
you
there
think
right
it happens
now.
Soon?
Yeah, I think we're there.
What's
now?
That do to viewership?
I don't think it does anything because I think it depends how they distribute it through the cable systems. Because, cable systems don't have the same impact they used to. Local TV doesn't have the same impact it used to. And so now we all find ourselves in the app world where we're just going to the app where we want to watch stuff anyway. So, that's why I think I enjoy like Paramount Plus. I enjoy Peacock. I enjoy Disney Plus because it's not just, it's a la carte, but those seem to be more than a la carte.
You're not just getting one thing when you subscribe to those.
Right. It's not, right? It's not just the one. But I got to believe that if you're going to get this, for $39.99, I'm sure I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, Dan, but if you're just getting, you'll get MLB TV and you would get ESPN, MLB, I don't even know what the new channel will be called.
Yeah, so that's what we're all still trying to figure out in all of this stuff is ESPN is buying up all the out-of-market. Basically, what was MLB TV, if you have MLB TV, it is looking like that's all going to find its way to ESPN. So I don't know what this is going to look like. I don't know what it's going to entail in between there, but it seems like Major League Baseball wants to get out of the television business.
I don't blame them. Do you? I think it's easier to just collect a check.
Well, the NFL getting out of the NFL network business.
Yeah. With ESPN.
Yeah.
ESPN's out cornering everything.
ESPN looks like it's trying to corner everything that you would actually want to see, and then we're going to have to all pay for it.
But the thing that's interesting about ESPN...
That's business.
Right? But ESPN's changed their core value, right? Like, a lot of the core value of ESPN was...
Was SportsCenter.
It was game and shoulder programming, right? That's what we always call it. Like, what we do on the radio. We're shoulder programming for the Browns on the Browns Radio Network. We're pre and post. And so,
We're not elbow?
No, we're not. Although, you might be belly button when you do halftime. I'm just saying.
Interesting.
So, but it's just weird that ESPN now and in the future is much different than what ESPN was when we were growing up. It's almost, in some ways, you can almost liken it to MTV. Like, MTV used to be about watching music videos, then all of a sudden became watching TV shows.
Yep.
I just feel like ESPN is just all about the program, and it doesn't really matter what's around it.
It's interesting. What we do know is that it's going to, in some way, shape, or form, cost viewers money to see your teams.
It always has.
Everything else.
It really has.
Maybe more specifically, just for one thing.
Yeah.
Maybe. We will see. Browns activity. We expect to hear from Coach Stefanski in the 1 o'clock hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.